Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and of course, that means Samantha Wood, managing editor of 4 News at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, a story in the paper today that has to do with a black motorist that was pulled over by Adams police. It had to do with a shooting. As for the reason, explain.
So on Wednesday last week, January 24th, there was a shooting in Adams. In the moments after that, police were getting information about descriptions of suspects. And they pulled over an Adams resident in the course of their investigation. He's a black man. He was wearing a red hat, and in that way, he seemed to match the description of some of the suspects. Police asked him to get out of the car and in the street. A gun pointed at him while they handcuffed him, and then they detained him in a police car and questioned him. His name is Aaron Chappelle, and he had spoke to us last week and was very upset after having gone through this experience and questioned whether he had been a target of racial profiling. He remembered being in the car for 20 minutes. He said he wasn't apologized to. This week, at a select board presentation, Adams Police Chief Richard Tarsa showed dashboard video from the police cruisers that seemed to explain what happened. We could watch this video. I've watched some of the video. And Mr. Chappelle was held in the car for a few minutes, but less than he had said, and he was apologized to. We spoke to him yesterday, and in a story he said that, you know, he believes that his perception of time was changed by the stress of the event. But he also maintains his question of, you know, when is it appropriate to be held at gunpoint? And is this something that could have resulted from implicit bias or from racial profiling? I think what's interesting here is you have one town and one incident and very relevant national questions that are being illustrated through this experience. And we'll continue to pursue those questions. Some people are saying this was a perfect example of police procedure in a stressful time after a shooting. And other people are questioning whether this was racial profiling and whether the fact that Mr. Chappelle is black meant that he was treated differently.
And the issue, as you mentioned, goes well beyond the Berkshires. Well, let's move to what we've been following all along, which is the controversy over the Berkshire Museum. And I see as talks are underway, the art sales there are barred through Monday.
It's coming down to the deadline, Monday. The injunction against the sale of art will be lifted, and the Massachusetts Attorney General's office will be required to issue its report into the investigation of the proposed sale of art by the Berkshire Museum. And I think many of our listeners will be waiting to see what the resolution is.
Samantha Wood, managing editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle. You can read more at berkshireeagle.com. Samantha, thanks. Have a great weekend. And I know that many of you in Massachusetts will be rooting for the Patriots on Sunday.
Yes, that is my understanding.